Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The music has been very strong today, Samuel.
What?
It has been.
Go ahead, Scott. Take credit for the three songs that you picked.
I picked four for today. You've only played three so far.
That's and my this, point exactly.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
And this is one of them.
Okay.
So was The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King.
I'm very impressed. It's been very good today.
You get Thank so you. Offended when there is mislaid
I know.
Credit.
Apparently, we got a problem on northbound 169 highway.
We've had a problem.
Extreme structural issues. Bridge joints. Not so jointy.
Just north of the downtown airport. MoDOT apparently this morning found structural issues with the 169 Viaduct Bridge over the BSNF Railroad, leaving the northbound lanes of 169 from the South Airport entrance to South Briarcliff Parkway closed until further notice.
That specific stretch of highway is one of the scariest things you have to traverse.
Yeah.
Ever.
Is that when you're going down and the railroad tracks are on your right
yes.
and the Wheeler Airport's on your left?
And it whips up and then to the right
yes,
really quickly.
Yes, yes.
And people are going at 55, 65 miles an hour. I just had to go to the airport to pick up Mary Beth on Friday night. And thankfully, there was no traffic because it was 11 p.m. But it's still scary, even with no cars around.
Even with no structural damage, Sam?
To and fro.
What I read was severe structural damage.
Well, the structural damage existed when I drove over it. It just hadn't been discovered yet.
Can you imagine?
Well, that's my question. How long has it been severely bad and compromised to the point that they're like, we're just going to shut it down?
It's got to be pretty bad.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because I don't traverse that way very often.
Sure.
How does one then get back and forth to downtown now that that little stretch is closed?
I-35, 635
okay.
to 70.
Okay.
Have fun with that. There are other ways to the Northland, but...
It's just quicker if you are going to the west side of town without going so far west that I-35 makes the most sense, or 635, excuse me. It's quicker than taking I-35 down the east side of downtown and then crossing
right, that's a lot
downtown.
Of directions, Sam.
Here, let me put it in the most basic way possible.
To go that way, longer. To go this way, shorter.
That is correct.
Is something I can understand.
If you work downtown and you live in Briarcliff or
yes.
Parkville,
yes,
you just your commute home is now a lot longer.
Got it. I like that.
Okay.
A homeowners association in Maryland has fined a family hundreds of dollars over their Christmas decorations. The family says there's nothing out of bounds with their display, and they are following the rules. It brings you into the Christmas spirit, giving to others, being grateful for what you have, they say. Loving your neighbor. But the Salgado family is not feeling any love from their neighborhood's HOA, which has fined them $50 per day for their Christmas lights. The total has added up to $650 so far and counting. Sunday marked about a week since they were first notified.
That's 13 days.
I would be... tearing those decorations down yesterday.
Are there just too many lights? Is it one of those dun 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 dun, dun where
so,
it's all timed out?
Those are epic.
So the Middlebrook Manor South HOA says the decorations break, quote, nuisance rules. Some lights on our bushes and a manger scene does not cause a nuisance to the whole community, Salgado said. The specific HOA's rules do not explicitly ban Christmas lights. Under their prohibited nuisance section, bans include loud noises, lawn ornaments, and lights directed outside of the property. They have a manger. They have some lights.
They have three magi.
They have three magi. All, fun fact, have heads.
Weird.
Is one of them black?
I gifted Sam two of the three wise men, and one of them is missing a head. But a little super glue will fix him right up, Sam.
Does Joseph have a foot?
Does Jesus have arms?
Do not know what happened to Joseph's foot.
Sorry, continue.
Okay, this house looks like the Home Alone house. Okay, so tall, two-story, brick, colonial. It is a normal Christmas display. They've got lights around the small trees.
That's a little much.
They've wrapped the lights around the trunks of the trees. A lot of people do that, Scott. During the day, they have two huge toy soldiers.
Where was I the other
flanking
day?
Flanking the door.
I was driving through some neighborhood the other day.
Oh, the inflatables?
Where there were the entire front yard.
Yes.
Was covered in inflatables. Like, if you were to let the dog out to go poo in the morning,
there's no grass. Room. I drove by the same house yesterday.
Where is it?
It would be somewhere along the 75th Street corridor because I was over there getting coffee.
There's a house on Lee that I swear to God the owners own an inflatable
store,
inflatable company.
This house, I don't remember. Golly, where was I?
I'm telling you, I don't think this house has done anything wrong, Scott. There are wreaths perfectly placed in every windowsill.
Boom, boom, boom. That's nice.
Nothing like a Halloween display like our house is on fire. I did see a hilarious video on Instagram Reels of an HOA that restricted all properties in the subdivision to one inflatable per yard.
Well, I'm telling you, Sam, this house, real quick,
the one inflatable per yard, they all went out and bought like 40-foot tall inflatables, like Macy's Day Parade size inflatables to put in their front yard.
Well, so this house, and it'll come to me where I was in a little bit, there were no fewer than 60 inflatables in this front yard.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Yeah.
At that point, you're just trying to be annoying.
Well.
You're not even trying to be fun and festive. You don't care about Jesus.
It's a lot of penguins, you know, with red Santa hats on.
Which my dog thinks is real and barks at.
Yeah. I can see an HOA having an issue with all those inflatables, not with what this family's done on their colonial.
No, I mean, it's a bit much, but it's not offensive. It's not $50 a day.
No.
I drove down my street and checked, including my entire street. There is one other house with Christmas lights.
One?
It's not a very festive street I live on.
There's only one house on my in my neighborhood that doesn't have Christmas lights.
Yeah. I put up lights. I told you this the other day. I didn't give you the update.
How bad is it?
Or the lights are down.
The electrical tape. I was so mad at myself.
Johnny ended up nailing them up there.
Yes,
because
he
they
nailed
kept
them
falling
up.
Down.
Now a fuse has blown and they're bye-bye. It's just, we're just not gonna. We enjoyed them for about three nights. And so I think next year, maybe we do what you did, Scott.
For $75, I'll come over and replace the fuse in your light strand.
$75. You pay a little more up front, and then they come back and do it every single year.
Well,
I tried.
You
got to
buy
trying.
Your own lights, though.
That's all right.
That was the joke, Scott. It costs like 14 cents to replace the fuse in the light strand. that's why I was charging.
What I'm going to do is buy the lights after the holiday season.
Smart.
But having people professionally put up your lights is not cheap.
I know.
It's like $350.
It's for like 3 weeks.
I know.
4 weeks.
But I'm not going to be that one guy in my neighborhood.
That's not doing it.
That doesn't have any lights for Jesus.
No, that guy hates Jesus right there.
I like our two light up wreaths.
That's okay. As long as you do something, Sam.
Yeah. And you can see our Christmas tree from outside.
Oh, very nice.
Who in the HOA gets to determine
what's too much?
Because this is like a dictatorship, the HOA. And I live in a neighborhood that has an HOA. Full disclosure, I had no intention of ever buying that house. Somebody else wanted me to buy it for, and I did. I was perfectly happy living in a three-bedroom, one-bath house in Roland Park that had no HOA for like 11 years. Who in the HOA gets to determine that you are in violation of, is it the president?
No, there's a board.
Or does the board like sit around with pictures?
They do. There's a governing body,
and they're like, we need to take a vote now.
Yeah, they do.
It's much more political than that. I know someone who got roped into being the HOA president in their subdivision. And by roped into, I mean they were the vice president. And then when the president retired, nobody else volunteered.
That is a thankless job.
They told me that it's nothing that they do comes out of their own decision. It's other neighbors that come and complain and demand that the HOA president do something.
Right.
Okay. Well, like Kara Marxer was...
She was on the board.
Her HOA president, I think, on the board.
She had to do the newsletter, didn't she?
Shonda, my ex-wife, was... What was she? The entertainment chair... on her HOA.
Sounds like a hoot.
Oh, boy. Hey, we're going to have a hot dog barbecue contest this weekend. You couldn't... There's not enough money on the planet to get me to join an HOA. Do you even have one? Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Pickleball.
How dare you?
You wish you had one now.
I think that they have their place in any civilized society, Scott.
All of a sudden, you're a big fan. Whack.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey, when it comes to Coats for Kids, you guys have absolutely crushed it. We set out this year with a goal of 1,000 new coats for kids in Kansas City. We have already surpassed it because of your generosity. New goal, and it ends this Friday. We're going to see if we can't get 2,000, which would be a record for Coats for Kids if we can get to 2,000. The more money we raise through your generosity, the more new coats we can buy. Just go to our website, kmbz.com, and click on the Coats for Kids logo. That'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make a donation. $25 buys a new coat for a child in Kansas City, and we do that through our partnership with Pinnacle Bank and Operation Warm. Or text in KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats to 44321. Lee Woods Mayor is getting in. Saying that the city opposes a potential move by the Kansas City Royals to Overland Park. Earlier this year, as you know, Royals affiliate bought up the property at 119th and Knoll. Leawood Mayor Mark Elkins issued a statement today on behalf of the city, saying in part, the city of Leawood supports keeping the Kansas City Royals in our region.
That's not our region.
However, the city council...
We'd like you to keep that over there.
However, the city council and I cannot at this time support the Overland Park Asperia campus as an appropriate location for a Major League Baseball stadium. He cites concerns about traffic congestion, noise, lighting, public safety, emergency access.
We're going to talk about
that. That's going to be huge. Parking in residential neighborhoods, infrastructure capacity, impact on the nearby schools, medical facilities.
Okay, so Channel 9 just did a live shot. And I don't know which hospital they were out in front of, but they had a map. You know, we have been focusing on Menora because, yes, Menora is right there, just on the south west corner of that development. But you forget about St. Luke's South, a couple of blocks north and east off of State Line and 435. Mm-hmm. Children's Mercy downtown is right there.
Overland Park Regional.
Overland Park Regional is right there. So, you know, it's not just traffic in and out from Menora. You have all of those medical centers.
So I'm just looking at a map of Johnson County, and I typed into Google hospitals in Johnson County, Kansas. And just around the Asperia campus, you have the Kansas – I mean, these are not emergency – so I'm not going to read off the non-emergency ones, but you have Menora Medical Center. The University of Kansas has a health center not far. Overland Park Regional, you mentioned St. Joe. You also mentioned Menora. HCA Midwest is just to the south.
I mean, there's that small pop-up ER right there.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of medical stuff around that
area. You could make the argument that downtown there's medical stuff. Really, anywhere in any developed community, you're going to have medical buildings, maybe a hospital or two. There are a lot per capita right there along that corridor.
Which is why I've long argued, keep it at 435 and I-70 on either side of the metro.
How bad does it have to be for the mayor of a city to say, we don't want it? Think about that, Scott. Think about all the things you're turning down when you say, we don't want this here.
But think about all the things you're opening up, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
You know, even 435 and K-10, the issue being that there's no real entertainment nearby right there, but that would give them the opportunity to build their own entertainment district.
Yeah. Or move them out to the Legends.
Where it's already built.
Yeah. Or just tell us where they're going to be already. Just say it.
I know. I'm so
just
tired of talking about it.
I don't care.
Just pick one.
I'm going to be mad no matter what. I'm not going to be happy with it. So just tell us.
Why are you going to be mad no matter what?
Because I don't think we need new stadiums.
Oh, I disagree with you on that.
We've got concrete cancers. Remember?
I want a roof.
Well, I tell you, it would be very difficult to put a roof over Arrowhead currently.
Correct.
You would probably have to build an entirely new stadium.
I don't want a dome.
Build, baby, build.
Cold football is what makes Kansas City football special.
Well, we're not talking about it. You don't necessarily
build enclosed. A dome. It doesn't have to be encased.
I mean, there are stadiums. I believe the one in Phoenix and I think the one in Dallas.
Half in, half out.
Where you can open the ceiling.
Right, but they don't have large amounts of snow.
No, that's true. You want snow on the field when you... God, you are sick in the head.
Yeah. I want snow on the field.
Ugh.
I want 4-degree playoff games.
Oh.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
It's part of the sport.
When it's pouring down snow and you can still see the hash marks on the field, is that because they're heated underneath?
I believe that there are some fields that, yes, do have heat underneath
they
the
turf. They are too perfect. I thought that the other day.
They keep the field about 50 degrees, which is also why you see mud pits on the sidelines and around those lines. Because everything else is frozen.
Yeah, I think there are some football fields that are heated.
Let's just put up the proposal for the sliding roof project that we tried to pass 25 years ago. Let's pass it this time, and let's just put the roof out at the Truman Sports Complex so we can just keep everything hunky-dory.
Yes, there are at least four NFL football stadiums that have heated turf. The Packers... Lambeau Field.
Of course.
Steelers, Eagles, and Kansas City Chiefs.
Ha-ha, I knew it! Johnny tried to tell me the other day they went out during, you know, timeouts or something with brooms or shovels to move it around.
And they perfectly...
That's what I said! What,
they perfectly sweep out the 50 square? And the 40 and the 30...
Well, they do that at some stadiums.
That's true, but in those four stadiums, apparently the turf is heated. They use hydronic systems similar to heated bathroom floors, and they keep the field at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam, very good.
Those are really, really long tubes full of water. That's what a hydronic system is.
So don't tell me you don't learn something new on this show every day.
You're welcome.
That was new?
I did.
Yes, because I'm dumb and I asked Sam. I didn't know. I did think it was very precise for it to be someone with a little broom.
But I do find it fascinating that we haven't heard about concrete cancer since the initial push. I mean, if the stadium were falling down, don't you think that would be a pretty regular topic?
You know, but if access to medical facilities, and I think that is a real concern. I really do believe that. Where is the mayor, Kurt Skoog or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Where is the mayor of Overland Park? Because I think the most recent thing he said, and I'm going off memory here, so forgive me, is it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, he took a very lawyer-esque response.
It's interesting.
It. Yeah. I think it brings great opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you really do, I believe, have to take into account access to medical facilities, because we're talking about 162 game season. That's 81 home games a year if they don't make the playoffs. Okay. You're talking about 81 days a year where access to the highway, access to NOLL in both directions is going to be extremely limited. You know, either at 6:30 at night or 9:30 at night. And then when it's opening day, or if they make the playoffs, God willing, we're talking about 45,000 people
flooding into that area.
Right.
They would have to blow up all of the infrastructure. There would have to be new roads. You cannot plop that down with the current arteries that exist there.
And I'm all for, I mean, if one of the local cities, you know, KCK, or I guess it would be Olathe if it was down at 435 and K10, I just don't know where you would put it.
You would have to tear down one of those massive factory-looking buildings.
If the Royals think, you know, we need a new stadium, okay, and if the communities are behind it, and fine, but you've got to put it in an area where there is plenty of infrastructure, but that infrastructure is entertainment infrastructure, not medical infrastructure. And down south on that 435. Right there, when it is Overland Park Regional on the west, and it's St. Luke's on the right, mm-hmm. on the east.
In the east.
And, you know, Children's Mercy's down there. We forgot to mention them.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to be a lot of traffic. And what, God forbid, what happens if somebody in that area has a heart
attack?
I'm
telling you, Scott, the other night I went to see a couple of girlfriends down there. I told you it took me 39 minutes to get from here to there. Because between, you know, 4 and 6,
yeah,
it is stoplight clogged, stoplight clogged, stoplight clogged. Mm-hmm. That's without stadium traffic.
If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Please do. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So the mayor of Leawood, Mark Elkins, has issued a statement today announcing that he and the city council in Leawood are opposed to the Kansas City Royals building a stadium at 119th and NOLL. Now, that is not in Leawood. That's in Overland Park. But I believe Leawood is right across the street.
It is Leawood
literally
adjacent.
You could throw a pebble.
Yeah, so where
you could throw a baseball across.
you could.
Into Leawood?
It's literally four streets. Like side by side by side. Right. You know, so Leawood, you've got the Bristol here.
Leawood's on the east side of NOLL, right? Read that right?
Yeah, it jogs here and there some, but yes.
Okay. Let's go to Bob in Waldo. Bob, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Well, I'm on the Sam's bandwagon about the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I visited the Texas Stadium. I went to the Thanksgiving Day game, and I watched this giant stadium I was in. I've watched all the money and all the glamour, and I thought, that's what Clark Hunt wants. Well, I say give it to him. Let him have the land. Let them both have the land stadium. Let them build what they want to. You've got all the access. There's no, you won't be in anyone's way. Sound out of touch?
What do you mean give them what they want?
Give them the land. Let them have the stadium. Sell them the land and the stadiums for a dollar and let them build what they want to build out there.
Oh, you're talking about the Truman Sports Complex. Give them that for a dollar.
Correct.
The only thing about that, Bob, that I'm going to disagree with is I don't think the Chiefs want the Royals in the same parking lot anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I agree with I won't disagree with you on that one, but yes, I say let them do what they want to do. Give the property's there, the access is there, but I understand what you're saying.
With whose money, Bob?
Let them do what they want to do with their money. Yes, I mean, why should the taxpayers pay for it?
Because the taxpayers make a lot of money off of teams coming into town and getting the 1% earnings tax. I mean, you 1% earnings tax, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes or
yep.
Name your superstar player Metcalf from the Steelers last night.
Yeah,
I mean, every one of those players. One thing that is lost. And I understand people are like, you know, screw them, bunch of rich millionaires playing in our stadiums. One thing that gets left out of the conversation is every single time an athlete comes to this city, regardless of where they're from,
yep,
they pay 1% of their game check. I'm assuming that when the World Cup is here, that Lionel Messi, who will be paid by his national team, I presume, and probably pretty handsomely, will pay 1% of whatever he makes on that given day playing at Arrowhead Stadium. It doesn't matter where you're from, what country you come from. People forget about that. By the way, at 119th and Knoll, the southeast, southwest, and a lot of directions here, Dana, sorry. The southeast, southwest, and northwest corners are Overland Park.
Yeah.
The northeast corner is Leawood.
Yeah. That's the one intersection in America. I know exactly what you're talking about because I was there every day for 22 years.
What's the creek that goes through there? Is that
Indian Creek?
Is it Indian Creek?
That's the one that comes out of its banks right before Nativity Catholic Church and floods every single time it rains.
That is the border on the southeast corner between Leawood and Overland Park.
So I think what Bob was saying, though, was give them the land in Jackson County and have them build whatever they want. The problem is the back and forth about who's going to pay for it, which, by the way, I don't know if you've ever seen a vote go up in Overland Park asking for new taxes. They don't often go very well. And the Starbond proposal was very intriguing until we saw what happened with the American Royal.
I missed that headline. What happened with the American Royal?
Their construction has completely halted. Remember that caller we had a couple of weeks ago that said that they weren't getting any money from Starbonds for the American Royal? And we were like, we haven't heard that.
So the construction on the American Royal has completely stopped?
Yep. No money.
I'm going to go drive by there tomorrow. That's not far from my house. Huh. Gloria in Overland Park. Hello.
So I also want to say I drive from Zona Rosa to Overland Park, that same area. You forgot about Menorah Medical Center?
Nope. We mentioned that.
Okay. Well, I also work at a senior living facility that's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. There's no way if there's a medical emergency, they're going to get in or out. And there's also Ignite Medical Center. There's a lot that they're not thinking about.
That's a great point, Gloria. All of the senior living facilities mm-hmm. that are over there.
There are a lot.
Yep. Even along 119th, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm at 120th and all. So, and that it's a huge one. And then you've got, like I said, Ignite on 119th. So that's poor thinking.
And I'll say this, we lived near a smaller senior living facility when I lived in Leawood, And there was often, not every time I drove by, often an ambulance in the front circle drive. You know, someone has difficulty breathing. Someone's choking. Someone's
heart attack.
You know, I would say 20% of the time I drove by, there was an ambulance there.
I mean, I love the Royals. I want them to be successful. If they think they need a new stadium, I'm all for it. Whatever. I don't care. I just think that this location is the wrong location. It doesn't make sense. Candace in Mission. Always good to hear your voice. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks. Hi. So I've been paying a lot of attention to this. I personally live just north on Knoll, and I used to live by the Mariners Stadium in Seattle and used to have to drive through there all the time during the summer, and it was miserable. But one of the things I've been wondering, I haven't really heard anyone talk about, is at the Asperia campus, especially with all the pushback we know is going to have, and then let's say it somehow miraculously gets approved, and then they have to completely redesign and do all of the infrastructure. It doesn't seem to me like there's enough time for all of that with whenever the Royals are supposed to leave where they are now. So, and I haven't really heard people talk about those timelines.
It's a great point. The clock is really ticking. They have until 2031 before the lease expires out at Kauffman and Arrowhead Stadium.
5 years.
January 31st of 2031.
Mm-hmm. The biggest mistake that they made when they signed the team's leases was to have them expire at the exact same time.
Oh, clearly.
That took away any and all leverage that you could have had regarding negotiations with the teams.
The Royals get a little bit longer. Their specific lease says it runs through the end of the 2030 MLB season.
That's even sooner.
Less time. They'll be done by March.
Mm-hmm. Coy, in Independence, you get the last word on this topic. Hello.
Yeah, really. I mean, how many locations could they propose? How unwelcome can we make them feel before they just pack up and leave? You know, there's no shortage of cities in the South that will gladly take an MLB team, looking for expansion teams right now. Just, you know,
well,
let's find a spot for them.
Nashville has already built a baseball stadium with no team.
Yep, come on down.
Yeah, and San Antonio, Charlotte, Orlando, New Orleans. There's no shortage of major cities that, you know, if we don't step up, we risk losing this team.
I agree, Coy, and I think we will step up.
And that would be a tragedy.
Someone just has to decide.
Well, it was looking like it was going to pass when we were talking about the East Village. And then 2 weeks before the vote, they moved it to the Crossroads.
I still think the East Village is the best spot. And there were all these rumors that I'm not going to name the company, that a major construction company had bought the site.
Well, they own all of that land.
Do they own all of it? Okay.
Yeah.
That they were literally and figuratively paving the way for the Royals to move to the East Village. I always thought that would be a great site. It's close enough to downtown. I mean, it is downtown. Let's be honest. It's downtown. And what's wrong with that? I mean, you have access from I think, two major highways still, I-35 and I-70.
And what would be the argument against it? Is the parking lot after parking lot after parking lot too beautiful?
Well, just getting in and out. Everyone is going to have the same argument. It's getting in and out. When we come back, a disturbing item found in connection with the teenage girl who sadly lost her life right before her 15th birthday, connected to a man who had a concert here in Kansas City when that investigation started to unravel. And we'll talk about that straight ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, this is disturbing to say the least. A burn cage incinerator that is advertised to burn at 1,600 degrees was discovered at the Hollywood Hill mansion that singer David was renting at the time the body of a teen girl was found in the trunk of his Tesla, according to a private detective hired by the property's owner. This is according to the New York Post. The incinerator, which was still boxed and unused.
Can you describe this? I've never heard of this in my entire life.
I looked them up. An incinerator.
A burn cage incinerator.
It's basically a large rectangle that's just a big metal box mm-hmm. with a bunch of holes in it. The holes obviously designed to allow oxygen in so that whatever you are burning can burn more quickly.
What would possibly be the use?
I can tell you what I think the use would have been for him.
I agree, Sam. It was delivered, by the way, under some fake name. To the house he was renting for $20,000 a month.
I mean, there's really anything that you want to burn and leave little to no trace of its existence.
Like a body?
Potentially.
Like if you've got leaves or something, I understand you put that in a fire pit or, you know, we used to have a brush pile when I was growing up.
That would not be used for leaves, yeah. No.
What would, is the only use for this to destroy evidence or is there a legitimate use for this?
I mean, I'm sure there's many legitimate uses for it. I can think of like farm life about why you would need something that could burn that hot.
Okay. That's fair.
No, for example, like if you like take Lap of Love, for example.
They're just illegal, by the way, in L.A. County. You can't use them.
I'm not surprised. L.A. is basically in a desert. And you would presumably have to use this outside.
But don't think of it as only something that you can burn stuff in. Think of it for legitimate purposes as something that gets really, really hot. So, I don't know, you could heat up a brand. Say you're on a farm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why he had it in an L.A. home, yeah. Allegedly?
Delivered under an alias to his house. Why haven't they arrested him yet?
They're saying that he's not going to face any consequences for this.
You've got to be kidding me.
How is that even possible?
You've got to be kidding me.
But something tells me that that's part of the reason of why she was not intact when they found her in the duffel bag in the front of his Tesla.
How is that not? You know why? Because they did not find her for so long, they cannot rule on a cause of death.
I'd be willing to bet that part of the reason she wasn't intact is they were planning on using said incinerator to get rid of the evidence.
Oh, my God.
And probably did a little bit more research about the fact that that was going to emit quite the smell. And also to Dana's point,
you're in L.A.
It's just flat out illegal to have an outdoor fire there.
Because it was found boxed, intact, and inside the house. This gigantic thing.
It was not used, nor had it even been opened.
Investigators didn't even take it as evidence, Scott. Why would you not take that as evidence? I know it had not been opened.
Dana.
My God.
Oh, great point. Incinerating your trash if you live way out in the sticks.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I can see that. Or a human.
Or, yeah, dismembered human body. Yeah, certainly. 14 years old.
Unbelievable. If he is not charged with that, I will just be beside myself.
Dana, I'm with Sam. I don't think he's getting charged. She was dead for at least a month. He was off touring. He was in Kansas City.
Bodies do not place themselves in that state in the front trunk of someone's car.
Bodies don't dismember themselves. Quick break for the news. That's coming your way in 2 minutes. Hey, if you can help us out with Coats for Kids, we have reached our goal, so we're setting a new one. Go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo, and that'll take you to a safe and secure website, or text the word KMBZ Coats. One word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And thank you in advance.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.